Hello, and welcome to How We Fix This.
Welcome to our first episode.
We are here to help you understand what's going on in your city.
Yes, we will be telling you about stuff you may not hear in the media.
And suggesting some solutions.
In today's episode, we will be talking about how Hurricane Harvey affected the sewage problems in Houston.
And I'm here to talk about the air pollution problems exacerbated by Hurricane Harvey.
But first, for some quick insight on Hurricane Harvey.
Emma, did you know it's estimated that Hurricane Harvey brought 27 trillion gallons of water to Texas?
Yeah, I did. Actually, the relief funding is $14.5 billion. Isn't that crazy? Harvey ranks as the second most costly hurricane.
Whoa, that's expensive. Actually, that does make sense. Hurricane Harvey hit land as a Category 4, making it a major hurricane since Wilma hit Florida. How crazy.
Wasn't Hurricane Wilma in 2005? One problem associated with the hurricane that you may not have heard about the news is the damage to the ecosystem. For example, many plants and animals were harmed during this time.
What? Which ones?
Alligators, snakes, and many more.
In Houston?
Yeah. Thousands of alligators live in Texas, and in a flood like Harvey, they get displaced out of their pond and out of their rivers. So far, we had only been able to remove 3 alligators since the flooding began.
Wait, aren't the alligators like 3 to 5 feet long?
Yeah, they were found in the Maryland area in a drainage ditch.
That's insane. How about the snakes?
They have found 23 species of snakes in Houston after the hurricane. They can all swim, but do not prefer it. The high flood water has removed them from their original ecosystem.
But it's okay that they're near humans, right?
Yes, most snakes are not a threat towards humans.
Should we do anything about the displacement of animals?
Yes, make sure they're with the SPCA or a similar organization. The SPCA's goal is to nurture the animals back to health and then release them back into the wild.
Animals are not the only thing that was affected. So was the landscape. Harvey has left a huge stamp on our landscape because the storm appears to have pushed a piece of our planet's crust more than half an inch.
How did that happen?
The weight of the water can deform Earth's crust if the water is dense enough. Chris Milliner from Jet Propulsion Laboratory has detected the whole area of Houston had been pushed down roughly 2 centimeters by the weight of the water. A gallon of water weighs 8.34 pounds.
Didn't Harvey drop 33 trillion gallons of water?
It's roughly 275 trillion pounds.
Will it rebound on its own, or will the subsidence cause any problems?
Scientists call it subsidence. Humans have tried to pump out the groundwater out of the aquifers under the city.
I hope there is progress. Now we'll be moving on to my main question. How did harmful sewage and bacteria end up in the flood water during Hurricane Harvey? When this problem came up, many were worried about the health effects on the people, especially those who will be walking through the flood water for safety. All people will be prone to illness when they walk through this water, not just the elderly.
Wait, how do we know if the sewage is in the water?
Suvugan, lab manager and microbiologist, said that if the total coliform in E. coli is high, then we know there is definitely some mixture of sewage water in our waters. Coliform is a bacteria that is commonly used as an indicator of sanitary quality of foods and water. E. coli is a bacteria found in warm-blooded organisms. Raw sewage contains fecal bacteria like E. coli. E. coli causes a lot of awful medical conditions that can get into your system very easily when it comes to flood water. If you have a cut, the E. coli can come through the cut and get into your bloodstream. Also, if you touch your face after touching the flood water, you're also inhaling E. coli. Both these things are unsafe for humans. The researchers found that E. coli levels in 2 of Houston's major bayous were significantly elevated in the aftermath of Harvey, compared with numbers obtained before the hurricane. Hurricane sewer systems have long struggled with overflows, drawing federal regulators who worry about raw sewage seeping into groundwater. We should be concerned with groundwater, because if it gets too high, the water will have nowhere to go and will start flooding into the streets.
Are there any precautions that we can take during a flood to avoid exposure during the next flood event?
Well, when it comes to E. coli, anyone who is exposed to flood water should frequently wash their hands, inform doctors of any wounds, and make sure kids do not play in flood water or with toys that have been in flood water. Being up to date on their vaccinations is also an important way to lower the risk of getting sick during or after a flood. The sewage problem can be fixed by limiting toilet flushes, bathing, and doing laundry, basically reducing any water usage. Before a hurricane comes, we will have to make sure the wastewater treatment plants are cleaned and to make sure all electrical components are working properly. Generators and transformers should be replaced and power needs to be restored in certain places of the plant.
The sewage problem isn't the only environmental problem caused by Hurricane Harvey. Hurricane Harvey also triggered a wave of air pollution. It was estimated that Harvey was responsible for 8.3 million pounds of unauthorized air pollution. Harris County had by itself more than half of the total air pollution caused by Hurricane Harvey. 5 days after Hurricane Harvey began flooding, Houston had a high ozone level proof of large amounts of smog forming pollutants in that region.
How are the formations of ground level ozone related to pollutants?
In Earth's lower atmosphere, the ground level is formed when pollutants emitted by cars, power plants, chemical plants, and more react with the sun, causing a harmful air pollution.
How did Harvey make this worse?
This problem would not have occurred on such a large scale in Houston during Hurricane Harvey, as said by Environmental Integrity Project, if refineries and chemical plants in the region had prepared for a planned shutdown. This was caused by the U.S. refining and chemical spills. Also, no one estimated how bad air pollution would be. Texas has suspended pollution reporting requirements in the immediate aftermath of the storm, so that makes it unknown whether industrial plants operators reported all the information or some. This brings up the question of if the suspension on the requirements from the factories is a good thing or bad. It is troubling because such activity may cause real health risks posed by air pollution released during the future natural disaster.
Where are the risks to us?
Our immune system are not at risk from air pollution. We can be in a huge risk health-wise. It can irritate the respiratory system, increase asthma, and more.
How can we fix problem in Houston after this hurricane?
World Vision staff said Texas officially have an obligation to protect people's health during the natural disaster before the next storm. The state should invest in mobile air monitoring and units and create a surveillance plan to seek out and detect pollution and hotspots. So there are no solutions to the problem to never have a large scale of air pollution for the next storm.
Thank you so much for listening to how Hurricane Harvey affected Houston and the solutions to the problems.
We hope to see you again in our next episode, where we will be talking about
how we fix this, how to help your city after Hurricane Irma in Florida.